Devotionals just in time. And if I would have. Sometimes we want so many things and we bring them to our thoughts. We want to make the decision, but in the end we never do anything. We fill our lives of hopes. We fill ourselves with so many desires, but desires that remain there in the mind and in the heart and are not brought to light, are not expressed, are not carried out, simply by different circumstances that we find in the path of lives. Suddenly, by past experiences, that remind us all the time that it was not for us, or we want to be a little more Christian, or try to show we know the word and made the excuse that it was not the will of God. But is it really not the will of God? Or rather, we never there? Once Jesus gets into the boat of a man named Simon, who later changed his name to Peter, after all night he had not been able to find anything, a man dedicated to fishing, with many years of experience in it, perhaps it was the first time in his life that he had not gone home empty-handed. Perhaps Peter had never, or Simon had never gone through this experience, but it was his first time. That is always the first time, my beloved friend. And what we have to reflect is that if that first time is the opportunity of life to know God and the eternal purpose that he has with each one of us, the things that happen to us in life can be seen from two perspectives. From the perspective of the poor me, I do not deserve this and that. I will never achieve it because I am poor, because I don't have this, or because I was rejected, or because I am not treated well, and blame everything external. That is one perspective. The other perspective of the one is the one who says, God created me with a plan and a purpose. I need to discover it and move towards it. So this may be the opportunity of life. Simon did not understand that he was going to wash his nets and go home empty-handed. That when God allows something in your life, you are not going to return empty-handed. It is not God's purpose that you feel frustrated. It is not God's purpose that you feel down. It is not God's purpose that you go backwards or that you return empty-handed. Before he went home, Jesus got into his boat, and what happened there? The unexpected happened. After returning to the place where he had already looked for fish, but now with Jesus guiding his boat, Simon decided to listen, obey, and realize that the fish no longer fit in his boat. My beloved friend, what are the dreams that are in your heart? What are the ideas that God placed there? Listen to me. The fact that you have not been able to advance in life has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with the adverse situations that arise around you. That is an excuse, and sadly, the easiest way is to give up. The easiest way is to quit. The easiest way is to think or excuse ourselves under the premise that this was not for me, or it was not God's will, or this is so good. I think we have all gone through this at some time. Do you know what the Bible gives us good advice? One of those tips that we should keep and have in our mind and heart all the time is in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, in verse 4. Look what it says. The farmer who waits for the perfect weather never sows. Amazing. In the Bible, there is an advice for everyone, and one of these tips you should keep in your heart, because suddenly today you are about to give up, to throw away that project, to no longer keep going, to think that it was not for you, that it is not going to be enough, that you are not going to achieve it. Suddenly, it is a financial project. Suddenly, it is a door that you are knocking on and it doesn't open. Suddenly, is what you are trying to save, a relationship, to save the marriage. And yes, if it were for arguments, you would have 1,001 arguments that you could use as an excuse not continue. But it is what God wants for your life, that you go back. Have you rediscovered what God designed you for? Yes, everything that you are living now, including the shortage that you are facing, in the trial that you are facing today, that is part of the plan that God has with you. of what God is molding in your heart to prepare you, and that you have the character of Christ to stand firm in the middle of every situation. And you can see that along with all this that is happening today, there is a way out already prepared. I invite you to think about it before you make the wrong decision, because we can make decisions in a minute, but the consequences can last a lifetime. So it is important to be very careful. The farmer who waits for the perfect weather never sows. Are you waiting for the perfect weather to sow? Imagine that you are a farmer and you depend on what you sow. That later on is where you are going to harvest your crop. You have the gift, you have the talent, you are the farmer, you have the resources, or you have a seed in your hand to do it. The question is, what are you going to do with that seed? Maybe you will say, I don't have any seed, because I will give you the key to what is the first seed. As long as there is life, there is hope. Do you have life? Then why are you going to give up? Do you have life? Then it means that everything is not over. Can you still open your eyes? Yes, but I am this pain. Yes, but please get rid of the buts and excuses today. Because now, if you want others to feel sorry for you, then you are going to be in a completely different position. And these words, let them go. And I think you must be tired of feeling sorry for yourself and expecting charity from others. God did not design you for that. Not for being begging for alms by the roadside, but to be walking with Him on the road. That is a big difference. Seeing Jesus from afar and walking in Christ is different. But you made a decision. No one is going to do it for you. You can take refuge and keep looking for who else is to blame to feel someone or some justification for how you feel. But that is useless. You will be stuck all the time in the same place, and all the time you will be dreaming. Glory to God that dreaming doesn't cost anything, because if it would cost anything, you wouldn't even dream. We need to stand up. You are the farmer. Now here it doesn't say the one who thinks he's a farmer. No. It says the farmer. It means he has a divine identity. He has a divine purpose. He has been given a gift. He knows what he is. But now, to express it, it is the next step. The farmer who waits for the perfect weather never sows. The farmer knows he must sow, and that the first obstacle he may encounter to sow is the weather. Look what he goes on to say. If he contemplates every cloud, he never harvests. If he contemplates every cloud, he never harvests. There is another translation of the Bible that is the word of God for all that says this way: waiting for perfect weather will never allow sowing, and believing that it will rain all the time will prevent the crops from being harvested. So if the sower or the farmer is going to sow, if he wants to harvest, he needs to sow. The first obstacle he's going to have is the same, because you can get caught by laziness, or you can get caught by the excuse of looking at the sky and say the clouds are forming, so it is going to rain. I better do it tomorrow. Am I making myself clear? There will come a time in your life when years will go by and you will start to say, and if I would have done this, if I would have done that, if I would have made this decision instead of staying still and doing nothing. Well, maybe you are at that point now. Many opportunities have passed you by. Situations have happened, and now you are at the point, and if I would, you have complained that others prosper and you don't. But the problem is not really that others prosper, but that you have not left the position you are in because you have not wanted to. And no, don't come to me with this idea that a curse fell on me and that I received this inheritance from my family. No. The Bible says that whoever is in Christ is a new creature. The old things have passed away and all things have become new. The Bible says that in Christ all curses were broken. If the Son sets you free, you will be truly free. Setting our eyes on Christ sets us free. The problem is that the Bible says that no curse comes without a cause, and my whole family has been under curse, under ruin. Yes, but when you have a true repentance and come to Christ, He forgives you sins and cuts off all curses. Your inheritance is in Christ, and it is an inheritance of blessing, and there is no curse that can touch or touch your life. The problem is that you got so used to that comfort zone, that comfort has nothing. You complain all the time. You criticize those who prosper and advance. The only thing you do is cry and feel sorry for yourself, and all the time you are looking and looking for where to rise the next day. You go, the first thing you do is look at the clouds and say, it will rain, and if the day is totally clear, you say, something may happen. In this way, my beloved friend, the Bible says, he who waits for the perfect weather never sows. Are you waiting for the perfect weather? I put it this way, are you waiting for the perfect man? Are you waiting for the perfect woman? Are you waiting for the perfect children? Are you waiting for the perfect church? Are you waiting for the perfect ministry? Are you waiting for the perfect job? Now, perfection is not based on what you consider as perfect, but on what God destined as a purpose for your life. There is perfection even if it hurts, and even if we are uncomfortable. There is a perfection in that. It is not in what you consider as perfect. It is not in what you consider perfect, because if you want a relationship and you are single, you are waiting for the perfect man or woman, you have a concept of what is perfection. But it is a concept sown by the world, and the world will never be perfect because it is far from God. Perfection is only in Christ. I hope I am making myself clear. So if you are waiting for the perfect weather, you will never sow. You are already a farmer. What did God say you were? Are you a child of God? Now, you made the decision to get up. If you are going to contemplate every cloud, you are never going to harvest. And then the days will pass in which you will subsist. But God did not create you to subsist. However, you will end up like this, crying like so much. Lord, come now. Lord, come now. Oh, Lord, come now. There is so much to do in this life, my beloved friend. You need to find that eternal purpose of God in your life. Come closer to Jesus. He has already come to you. Get up, look at the sky, but not to wait for the perfect weather, not to contemplate the clouds, but to see that God made a new opportunity today. But it depends on you, because among other things, God makes the sun rise for the good and for the bad. Do not let the bad take advantage of the weather. You take advantage of it. Today is a new day to start. Stop thinking, if I would have. While there is a life, there is hope. So do not stay with the if I would. Say, Lord, today I rise in the name of Jesus to walk in what you have for me. Father, I pray for this word in a simple way, and I ask you in the name of Jesus that this advice be well kept, Father. You know those who are receiving this word today, and precisely they need it today. I ask you through your Holy Spirit to speak to every heart in the name of Jesus. They have been strengthened. They have been lifted up in you, in your plan, in what you have for them, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. There is a word every day for you. If you have Instagram, I invite you to follow me. You find me there as @PastorEliasHC. A big hug. Blessings.